Welcome to the final part of the 5-step challenge trading beliefs process, and let me congratulate you for achieving so much by arriving at this point. I'm Les Meehan, founder of the RightMindTrader.com Academy, and because this last step of the process is so powerful and the training so full of great content, I have divided step 5 into 2 videos. In this first video for step 5, I want to teach you how to challenge those of your beliefs that you have identified as harming your trading profit potential. But don't worry, I will soon teach you how to change these harmful beliefs quickly and easily using a powerful psychological technique in the second training video. Also in the second video, I will teach you how to create new beliefs using the same technique. But that's for later. Let's start right now to challenge your beliefs by first organizing all of the beliefs you have identified on your various lists into just 2 lists because they will be easier to work with. At the top of a clean sheet of paper, write helpful beliefs. Now copy to the helpful beliefs list all of the beliefs you have written down from the various exercises that, because you have analysed them in the previous videos, you know are useful and helping you towards maximising trading potential. Be careful as you add beliefs to this list and do not assume it will only be positive beliefs that are helping you. Sometimes what may be perceived as a negative belief may actually be performing a useful function in your trading. But you will know this is the case from the results of your previous in-depth analysis. Once you have added every useful belief to this list, use a second sheet of paper and repeat the process for harmful beliefs. Now, create a list of all harmful beliefs you have identified from the various analysis exercises. You now have all your beliefs collected into just 2 convenient lists, so it is time to learn how to challenge those beliefs. To do this, take one belief from the harmful beliefs list and answer the following 4 belief challenge questions about this specific belief. Question 1. Is it really true? This may seem like an obvious question, but it is amazing how often we simply don't challenge the truth of our various beliefs. As we have learned in the previous videos in this series, we often accept things as true without checking the evidence, if there is any, because we trust the source. How often have you said to a friend, when they asked you to check something they have done, "That's okay, I trust you." To begin the belief change process, you must first challenge the truth of your beliefs in order to be clear about the evidence you are using to support this belief. If there is factual evidence, or it was something you were taught through indoctrination or some other unverified method, you need to know. The point is, do you know without a shadow of a doubt that this belief is true? The answer, all too often, is no. The second belief challenge question is, what is the cost of this belief? What is the cost of believing this? As I have taught you in this program, your beliefs manifest in what you do, and this usually has a cost associated with it. So, with the belief you have selected, what does believing this to be true cost you in your trading or even in your life? And if you hold on to this belief, what will it continue to cost you in the future? When you learn a belief is costing you too much, i.e. too much time, too much money, too much energy, too much pain, you know it is time to drop that belief, don't you? You may be paying a high price for your false beliefs. Belief challenge question 3 is, who would I be without this belief? If this belief was not in your life, imagine who would you be without it? If you dropped this belief, would you be more like your ideal self? The best person you aspire to be. Many times people are afraid to let go of a belief because they feel the belief is part of who they are, part of their identity. This is not the case. Your beliefs do not define you. And the proof of this is that we learn and release beliefs all of the time. But we are the same person. Your beliefs are about your behaviours and not about the authentic you. The fourth belief challenge question is, what would it be like to have the opposite of this belief? For example, if you have the belief, I believe I'm no good at trading, imagine how your trading would change if you had the belief, I believe I am great at trading. How does it feel to say this new belief? How would your trading change if this belief manifested throughout your trading sessions? These four belief challenge questions are the first step towards changing your harmful beliefs. The questions give you the opportunity to take different perspective views of the belief and how releasing the belief would improve your trading. The last question also allows you to try on the opposite of the belief to make you aware that there is a better choice. These belief challenge questions are opening your mind in order to allow the harmful belief to be resolved. Now you have completed the questions for one specific belief. How do you feel about the belief now? Has anything changed in the way you think or feel about the belief? Does the belief feel like it is something you want to change or release? This is another easy to use process on your journey to challenge trading beliefs and should now be applied to each of the beliefs on your harmful beliefs list. Let me tell you, you are doing great. This has been an incredibly in-depth set of exercises for you so far, and I want to say how much I appreciate and honour you for your discipline and dedication in keeping going, because you know the future trading success you desire will benefit from you completing this journey. Please take time now to apply these easy belief challenge questions to your complete list, one belief at a time, to get the most out of this process. Be patient and please resist the temptation to jump ahead without completing these processes first.